This afternoon we are going to read from the 42nd Psalm. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Psalms 42 and 43 open up that part of the Psalms which the ancient Jews called the Second Book. The author in both instances is anonymous. The 42nd Psalm was written for the sons of Korah, who performed sacred rituals within the ancient temple. We can therefore deduce that the 43rd Psalm was also written for the sons of Korah because it has the same theme. In fact, the same questions are found in both these Psalms, clearly indicating that the same author was at work. Psalm 42 verse 5, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Verse 11 of Psalm 42, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Psalm 43 verse 5, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. We shall take both of these Psalms together because they deal with a very old problem, which is probably more relevant today than it ever was in ancient times. The problem is depression. Many people suffer from this affliction, which is a disease, an illness. Don't be ashamed of your depression today. Maladies of the mind are as common as sicknesses of the body. They are often worse because they are accompanied with a feeling of failure, a feeling that no one cares and that no one understands. The Bible, however, is right up to date. It deals with depression. It talks about how we can cope with this illness. I pray that these words will be helpful to you if you are a sufferer. The author of this psalm talked about the causes of his depression. He felt alone with people who did not understand him. In the verse 2 of Psalm 42, he cried day and night. Tears were running down his face because people taunted him and mocked his God. His problem was such that he felt as if God had forsaken him. He was panting after God as the thirsty deer would pant after water. He could recall better days, but those better days seemed a long way off. He said, When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. He was far from home. He was far from his own people. He talked about dwelling in the land of Jordan. He talked about dwelling in the hill Mizar. He was far from God's house, and therefore he was homesick. He questioned his depression. He felt it wasn't right to feel the way he did. Yet he couldn't help himself. He kept asking the question, Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted? He was talking to himself. He was talking to his spirit. He was rebuking himself. And yet he couldn't pull himself out of this problem. In the Psalm 43, he felt that evil men were against him. He was mourning because of the oppression of the enemy. Perhaps you can empathize with all of this. People don't understand you. You feel as if God has forsaken you. You can remember better days. Perhaps you are far from home. Perhaps you question your depression. Perhaps you feel that everything and everyone is against you. Well, this was how the author of the psalm felt. You're not alone in your problems. There are others who feel like you. Others have felt like you in history, and others feel like you today. So that's the causes of his depression. Let's also think about the depth or the extent of his depression. There was a terrible feeling of loneliness. Loneliness amongst people, but also loneliness in that he felt himself excluded from God. Perhaps you feel God has forsaken you. There's a sense of loneliness, a sense of abandonment in your depression. There were many tears. The psalmist was shedding many tears, and he was overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed as a lost ship in a terrible storm. In the verse 7 of Psalm 42, he said, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." Perhaps you feel overwhelmed today. You feel as if everything is against you. There are tears constantly. Can you be helped? Is there some remedy for you in your distress? Are there words in the scripture here? The psalmist, as he was writing, did he find a way out of his darkness of mind? Well, God helped him find a way out. His mind was in a maze. Perhaps your mind is in a maze today. But God can help you find the way out. In writing his poem, the psalmist talked of how his depression was helped. His depression was helped because he thirsted for God. That's the great theme of these psalms. He would not let go of this fact, that God did care for him, that God was interested in him. Although at times he felt abandoned, yet he knew that if he kept seeking, he would find God. If he kept knocking on the door, God would open. And so his faith continued. He continually hoped in God. He said, "Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." He looked for a better day. He believed that this period of depression would not be forever, that God would lift the fog. He looked for a day of praise and a day of thanksgiving. He looked for love in the day and prayer in the night. I love the words of verse 8 of Psalm 42. "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." God's loving kindness. God is a lover. He is the lover of his people. He's the lover of poor lost sinners. He is the lover of desperate men and desperate women. Always remember that. God loves you. God cares for you. He sees you today where you are, where you're working, where you're situated. He looks right into your mind. He sees what other people cannot see. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." That's the way it is, you know, the love of God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We know that God loves us, not because we feel that he loves us. We know that God loves us because his word tells us that he loves us. And we know that God loves us because he sent his Son to die for us. That is the great evidence of God's love. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for you because God loved you. The Lord's loving kindness is a constant. Hold on to that fact. There is a scene of love and beauty for you in the midst of your darkness. In the verse 90 described God as his rock. We all need a rock, someone to lean on, someone to depend on, someone to confide in. He said, "God, my rock, rock of ages." In the verse 3 of Psalm 43, he looked for light and truth from the Lord. "O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, let them bring me onto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles." Perhaps you feel yourself to be in a place of darkness, you need light. And where does the light come from? It comes from God. Perhaps you feel yourself to be in a place of deception, in that you cannot trust yourself, you cannot trust your own mind, your own thoughts, and our own thoughts at times can mislead us. But yet there's truth in God. And then in Psalm 43, verse 4, there is remarkable faith. "Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O my God." So what is he doing? He's in this strange land. He's far away. He feels cut off. And yet he sees God's light and God's truth lead me and bring me to a place where I will have praise. I will have joy. Here is remarkable faith. Here is remarkable faith. What God can do for you. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 9, Apostle Paul said, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead." Here, Paul said, "I had the sentence of death in myself. I cannot trust in myself. I can trust in God which raiseth the dead." The God who raised Christ from the dead can help you today where you are. There's nothing impossible to him. Are you suffering today? Are you suffering from depression, from deep anxiety? You don't know where to turn? You're thinking terrible thoughts? Will you do something? Talk to your friends and your family. Tell them how you feel. There are people in your life who love you. Surely there are. Consult with your doctor. Talk to him. And if you would like spiritual help, contact me. You can ring me at the end of the programme. If I'm not there, you can leave a message. I'll get back to you. You can send me a letter. You're not on your own. You're never on your own. Remember that. Above all, look to a caring, a loving, and a compassionate God. One who never will fail us. And one who can meet us and love us where we are. I thank you so much for listening.